Well, anyway, everyone whom I met in the past, this life or past lives, the reason why we gather here is the reason, because we met in past lives, or past times, past lives. So we met again here today. So thank you very much for everyone coming here. So I'll offer my best wishes to everyone. My brothers, sisters, and to everybody. And well, what are we going to think? What a good talk. So, well, I think it's most important in the world. In the world, most important. Day-to-day life problems, hour-to-hour, day-to-day life problem, day-to-day life problems, happiness, hour-to-hour problems, happiness, minute-by-minute happiness problems, second-by-second happiness problems, all come from mind, come from our mind. Our problem, our happiness, come from our mind. And even each minute, second, happiness and pleasure come from our mind. And so sometimes, in our life, when we are in that situation, sometimes makes you think, oh, if I think this way, brings peace. Sometimes you notice, if I think this way, brings peace to you and others. If I think this way, it harms the person, to me and to the person. To the person doesn't like you. If I think this way, if I say this way. So sometimes, makes you aware the moment-to-moment situation or the what you're going to act towards others. So you have total freedom in your hand, happiness and problem. To stop the happiness, to stop the problem, and to bring up peace, happiness to yourself and to others. And sometimes other times uncontrollably anger rises and uncontrollably, self-checking thought rises, self-concern, anger, pride, all sorts of things. But sometimes, it makes you to aware their choice, their choice. You can choose. Sometimes, you can bring happiness to the other person, but to hurt the other person, then you choose the wrong way of thinking, the anger. Sometimes, you have a choice. So still you want to hurt, choose the other. So sometimes it happens like that. So anyway, the proof. Yeah, our mind is the creator of day-to-day life, problems, happiness. It's very clear. Yeah. So, this life, problem, happiness, it's come from our mind. And and then going beyond from the happiness of from, we go beyond from this life, then of course, suffering of the heavier suffering, the animals, hunger gods, the Nara beings, that's Sanskrit Nara, the English heralds, English language. Oh, there was someone laughed. So it's all come from mom, come from the mind. That one suffered experience in the past will experience in the future, all come from mind. and peerless happiness, instead of omniscient mind, the total cessation of obscurations, completion of all the realizations, sangye. You know that the peerless happiness also come from your mind. Come from your mind. Doesn't come from outside. Doesn't come from temples or doesn't come from outside. So come from your mind. And also, samsara, that's a Sanskrit word, cyclic existence, circling, or the nirvana, the ultimate happiness, a blissful state of peace for oneself. Of the ultimate happiness, total cessation of all oceans of samsaric sufferings, all come from one's mind. So, including, as I mentioned already, many, every day, minute by minute, happiness problem. If you think a better way, if you think differently, of course, that problem is gone. There's peace, happiness in the life. If you think differently, because you don't change your mind, don't think differently, then all day long you have problem, day and night, and the whole life. Then you go to see a psychologist, you go to see a doctor, you go to see so many. Then makes so expensive life. Not only living, eating food and living in the house, not only that. Oh, then so much extra expenses probably, thousands, hundred thousands, millions of dollars. I don't know, but life is so expensive because you don't take care of your mind. So you don't take care of your mind, you don't take care of your life. And you don't know how to take care of your mind. Actually, meditation, Dharma practice, the best psychology, many different names, but as best psychology, so many things, best healthy mind, best healthy mind. If you have best healthy, if you have very good healthy mind, then you can have very good healthy body. So if the mind is not taken care of, mind is you use in garbage. Your mind you throw in the garbage bin or garbage can or kasa. The way through garbage, the what do you call? I forget. Garbage bin? Garbage bin or you know the place where you throw. Well, maybe not so much in England, I'm not sure. Where you throw all the garbage, place, you know, but, yeah, but the dirty place you throw all the garbage. Garbage dam? Dump. So mind it, you don't take care of your mind, you throw in garbage dump. So, you see? So this is how you do your with your mind, your life, and then result, effect to you, nothing pleasant, so much worry, problems, and this and that, one after another. Even this is okay, then another one comes. Then on whole life, worse and worse. And then, of course, besides life, it makes life so expensive, you know? So much debt, build debt and debt and debt over, build debt, you know? So whole life goes like that, you know? So the key thing is in the mind, the key thing is the mind. You know, the key thing is the happiness, you switch to life to the happiness, or you switch life, the mind to the suffering. You know, like TV, or which channel you want, some war fighting, or there's something very peaceful, you know, countryside, well, country, I mean, yeah. Something peaceful, people enjoying. You want to watch that? So, is it like that? What do you do with your mind? You know, it's like that. So everything's, yeah, the mind. So taking care of mind, taking care of life, that means. Meditation, practice of meditation should be like that. Should be taking care of your mind, taking care of your life, taking care of yourself. It should be meditation, you are practicing meditation, it should be like that. Should affect that. Practicing Dharma. All this is same. So so therefore, hear what we're going to talk and we'll discuss. And, so I don't know Buddhism, but well, just you know, maybe two or three words. And I'm a little bit familiar, and then we just talk a little bit, you know, about mind. So everything. Everything goes to the mind, you know, to your happiness, all the different levels of happiness, all the different levels of happiness, happiness of this life, day to day life happiness, and this life happiness, then beyond from that, talking happiness, beyond from this life. Of course, most people in the world don't know about that. Most people in the human world, most people in the world, just only this life, this way, something very short, very short. Looks like long now, but in reality, very short. and especially when the death comes, the day when the death comes. You see, the day when the death comes, then when you know you're going to die, or when the death comes, especially when the death comes, you receive human body, you had human body, you know, all this comfort, pleasure, house, car, all this family, you had not gone. You had next. This is what you experience. What comes to us. So like that. Since we don't meditate, it's a very important psychology, fundamental psychology, to make the mind very positive, very healthy. Buddha taught basic Buddha Dharma, Four Noble Truths. That's the main subject. Theravada or Hinayana teachings. Four Noble Truths. True suffering, true cause of suffering, true cessation of the suffering and causes altogether, and possibility to achieve that, then the true path. So that what you can experience. So anyway, so that's the fundamental teaching Buddha, the Buddha that impermanence, death. So those who meditate, subtle impermanence, gross impermanence, subtle impermanence, so especially realize, of course. Otherwise, somebody experiencing problems and relationship and this and that, you know, looks like long, but reality not long. It's very short. People in the world, most people don't know about mind. Doesn't know about death. What is death? This is the most important subject to study. What happens in death? How the death happens? Most important subject to discover, to find out. Because you are in that process, must learn. So you can be happy at that time. When the death happens, even you are not free from death yet. You see, by exercising path, it didn't happen. So even so, still you should know, you can make it. You can use death useful. You can use death beneficial for all the living beings who are suffering of death. You can make good use. You can use the death with good use, you know, most beneficial. Since at the moment, since you are going through this, going to experience, you haven't actually the path to overcome the death. Direct perception of emptiness, shunyata, haven't actualized. So, can't overcome death. Cannot cease the cause of death. The delusion and karma, cause of death, delusion, karma. You need that to cease that. So then, you see the cause, then impossible to experience suffering, death. Suffering rebirth, suffering sicknesses, suffering old age, suffering death, and so So the so the you know we spend many well so many pounds and dollars hundreds or thousands or maybe millions, I'm not sure, and anyway, so much to me young, you know, getting old. You know, if you don't repent, you keep the normal body, you don't repent, you don't change, you don't repent, you know, then and this, then it shows, well, we can do not just say year by year. So, well, it also depends on the person, how he or she lived their lives. I think the, you know, so much unhappiness, you know, even within 1 year, the person becomes so many wrinkles, all the hair will become white, and, you know, so many wrinkles, and, you know, within 1 year, within 6 months, within 1 year, so becomes so much older outside, you see. Like that. Then the other person who's with stable life, you know, not so much, not suffering, kind of stable life, or oh, no, kind of have kind of peace, you know, happiness. Stable life, and especially people in their mind are very happy, yes. And then, of course, so physically, always stay the same, you know, so that's getting old is there, getting old is, you know, even second by second, getting old. Not only day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, minute by minute. So then, minute by minute, change old is, do not last, you know. How's that? Changing is because changing second by second. Then one meditator in Tibet, Geshe Namrimba, he mentioned even within second, also very subtle impact, even within second, he said changes. But so, like evolution, how it happens, how's the getting old, impermanence, getting old, like that. But what I was talking is, in a general outside the body, you see, somebody who is very happy, somebody who is thinking always most positive and most positive, you know, of course, somebody who practices meditation, Dharma, of course, bodhicitta. So here, many people might know Bodhicitta. So, Bodhicitta, of course, the mind is so happy, most happy. Then, you know, any problem comes, you use any problem comes in life, you make it most beneficial, transform into happiness. Use to achieve, to be free from oceans or some sort of suffering. You utilize for that, not only that, but to achieve the peerless happiness, as the sort of omniscient mind, sangye, the total elimination of the obscuration, completion of all the realizations. So you use that. That's not for yourself. Use for that. That means free the noble, in order to free the noble sentient beings from oceans of some sort of suffering, and bring them in the peerless happiness about their omniscient mind, sangye. So, oh, you use even the problem, on death and or cancer or just whatever it comes, use for that. Wow, wow, wow. Make it best, most beneficial. Wow, 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 wow. Unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable. Sky, you use the problem to collect skies of merit, more than skies of merit. If it manifests into form, then bigger than scars from marriage. The Buddha explained in Sutra, Bhajan requested and the Buddha explained that, that in the Ramadesha also, Ramadesha also explained. I think maybe I might miss some words. So it took form by general Bodhicitta, then it is bigger than sky. So that is a marriage, how much you collect. If it took form, then bigger than sky. So, then purification, wow. Best purification. You know, you purify the mind, the negative karma, obscurations collected from beginningless rebirth. Purify. So many eons, negative karma, obscuration that brings suffering this life, future lives, and which makes you experience rebirth in the lower realm, so purified. So, when you practice this, wow. So the real method is done. Best method is done. I just remembered. Sorry. I just remembered America. In America, you know, it happened many times. Children, small children in school, or small children killed many people. It happened at different times. And besides, the grown-up person, suddenly, you know, they happened. I think this year or next year, last year. So sometimes it's just surprising things happen. I'm sure it's not only America, but I'm sure there is the rest of the world.
I
think I'm not sure weeks. For weeks, you know, weeks, talk about the TV and the about the child killing so many people, and that happened time to time. Then, and then nothing, no solution. Solutions and that. And then, one man killed many people one time, and then, I don't know, where was that? So anyway, it happened many times. So they checked, maybe man was crazy. So they checked the man was normal person, which they call normal person, was not crazy, just doing normal jobs and living normal life, like who are regarded not crazy by them. By the government and by the organization. So normal life, living normal life. So suddenly, that day changed his way of thinking. Suddenly, that day changed his way of thinking. Told many people suddenly. Oh, this happened. So they were very surprised. He was not crazy. So could not explain why this happened. You know. So the CN this man, what's his name? Henderson Cooper says he wanted to know why it happened, but he knows normal people wouldn't answer. Well, I don't know whether you think normal people or not, but he knows that there's no answer. So why is that? I know there's no answer. He says he's at the and the Kuba says, TV, he's asking, but he won't ask, but he knows that there's no answer for that. So because of the people who were shot, and the person, child or the grown person killed, you know, at the if they have learned Buddha's teaching, the omniscient one's teaching, if they learned, you know, then they know there is a method. The method is to confess the past nigrama, not this life, all from beginningless rebirth. You know nigrama or sukarisha, to confess, purify. People were shot, and this is a solution. So they come to another practice to purify the cause of that to not happen. Oh, then also the children or the grown person killing also by learning the Buddha's teaching, omniscient one's teaching, come to know to purify those past negative karma. Obscuration in the good karma, that which causes a result, or to change, to suddenly to change the mind, and shooting, killing many people, so that can doesn't have to happen. Their mind doesn't have to change, so it can be purified, and so that negative thought doesn't come. Can do that. So both sides need purification. There is a method to what to do. Yes, that's to change. That is to walk with the mind, not from outside. To walk the mind, to change the mind. It's mental action. It's just the mind. But because, of course, hasn't met, doesn't know, so then doesn't know the method, the solution. Oh, like that. So anyway, this just remember to ask the situation in America. And then whatever surprising thing happens in the country is all like this. So okay. So, Yeah, that's while I was talking this, then I remembered that America, so I just mentioned. So that's why I think what we're going to talk is really about the mind, about mind, you know, to stop the thinking wrong way, thinking negative way, unhealthy way, unhealthy way, you know, that would bring problems to oneself, to others. So, to recognize that and to change into positive way of thinking. Positive way of thinking, to live positive life, happiest life. That. So what I want to say, so the Lama Atisha, who came from, who were invited from Nalanda, India, they were there 300 pundits in Nalanda, the great monastery, university. When the degeneration happened in Tibet, in the Buddhism, then Lama Atisha was invited in Tibet to make the Buddhism pure. How many years ago, one time. So Lama Atisha was invited in Tibet, and there was a lot of confusion in Tibet. If they practice sutra, they cannot practice tantra. If they practice tantra, they cannot practice sutra. So a lot of misunderstanding about practicing tantra. So then they, then Lama Desha was well explained by the kings, by the Dharma king of Tibet, Lama. The king collected gold to make offering to Lama Atisha, to invite Lama Atisha from Nalanda. So he sent first translator to Jajuan Singh. I think I'm not sure, Jajuan Singh. So he sent made gold offering to Lama Atisha, but he could not see. He went to India, he could not see Lama Atisha. So it didn't happen to invite. The second time, he went to look for gold, and I wasn't not sure which part, place, Liu, there was king, irreligious king. And so he captured the king, Dharma king of Tibet, Lama Yeshu, and put in prison. He was looking for gold to send to Lama Atisha. So he was king, was Dharma king, was put in prison. Then then the Chang Chu Wei, his nephew Chang Chu Wei, then offered the rest of the gold, the whole gold what the king found, to offer Lama Atisha in India. So he offered the irreligious king to let the king to be free from prison. But the irreligious king said the size of the head is missing. So passed the message to, so the king didn't accept the gold. And so told the Dharma king in Tibet, Lama Yeshu, by with Changchuwe. So King said, Dharma King of Tibet said, I will die in the prison for the sentient beings in Tibet, and spread pure Buddhism. So I will die in prison. So take this, don't give him even a handful of gold. Take all the gold to India, offer Lama Disha and invite. Then he sent message to meet him in his next life. The king sent message. And then Nakula Tsawa, I think maybe Nakula Tsawa, he went, the translator, he went by carrying the gold offered to Lama Disha. And offered to Lama Disha and explained all the problems in Tibet, misunderstandings. And then Lama Disha asked to Tara, the female aspect Buddha, Tara, who is the embodiment of all the numberless Buddha's holy action. So he often checks with Tara. So Tara said, your life in Tibet will be highly beneficial, but 7 years will become shorter, your life. The Lama Disha said, I don't mind if my life becoming shorter as long as it's beneficial in Tibet. So then he showed aspects to, as going for pilgrimage in Nepal. Not telling the monastery or the Indian people, because they won't let him to go to Tibet. So then he went to Nepal, and then he went to Tibet, like that. So then Lama Disha wrote, after he was explained completely by King's nephew Changchuwe, then we Tibetans very ignorant. So please explain refuge. Please explain refuge and something I've forgotten. Something else. Changchuwe requested Lama Disha. So Lama Disha was so pleased. He didn't ask. He didn't request for initiations, and he didn't request for shunyata or something, didn't ask for high teachings. So he asked, this is what he requested Lama Disha. Lama Disha, sure, please. And wrote Lama the Path to Enlightenment. He integrated all the teaching Buddha. So most of the teachings, 84,000 teachings, which comes in Theravada Hinayana teaching, Dhyekhasa Mahayana Sutra teaching, Mahayana Tantra teaching. So three levels of teachings, what Buddha taught. And then he integrated into a few number of pages. And so it's so clear how to practice. So without any contradiction, Sutra and Tantra practice, both person can practice Sutra, who practice Tantra can practice Sutra, who practice Sutra can practice Tantra. So they helped so much. So then, after writing that, including Lama Tsongkhapa, who wrote most elaborate commentary, Lama Tsemo, the great path to enlightenment, and wrote middle one and short one and very short the principal aspects of path to enlightenment. And then many other lamas, the meditators, wrote according to their experience, what they have actualized, path to enlightenment, what they have actualized, wrote. All the commentary, many commentary were many commentary of that teaching, Lamrim. Then Tad Lamrim came from that. After Lama Deshi wrote this teaching. So then after that, numberless, so many other meditators, practitioners, all then become enlightened, become Bodhisattva, able to become enlightened being. Buddhahood achieved. So that's up to now. So anyway, Lama Disha, sorry, because too longer. Lama Disha said, Lama Disha said in the Kadamba, the heart, Kadamba teaching the heart, you know, heart advice. If the field is well cultivated, then conduct yes. Whatever you plant, it will grow. Conduct yes. Samba sangla dugujung. If your heart is good, when the good heart, samba sangbu. Dugujung. All the wishes will come out. If you have good heart, example, first one, example. Second, first one, if the land is well cultivated, field, you know, or well cultivated. Cultivated what? Huh? Plant, if plant, then, you see, whatever you plant, it will grow. Whatever you plant, go. Oh, then like that, sambasala dugujung. So good heart, you have a good heart, all the dugujung, all the your desires, all what you wish to have, desire, all will come out. You know, sambasala dugujung. You receive all the whatever you wish, everything happens. Sambasam Dugujung. Then Sudhajana Pajamas. Now who are attempting in the perseverances, perseverances? Sudhajana Pajamas, who has perseverances has no obstacle. Sudhajana Pajamas. So they may say they not to achieve ultimate happiness, free from oceans of samsara suffering, and to especially the peerless happiness, the state of omniscient mind. Person who has perseverances. So, for example, myself lazy, so not happiness. So, who has perseverances? Yes, no obstacle. So, you achieve. What you want, you achieve. Can achieve. So, there's a Tibetan saying, you know, the turtle. You know, turtle goes very slowly, you know, like this, goes very slowly, you know. But it will reach there, you know, goes slowly, continue slowly, reach there. But, you know, the flea jumping, but doesn't reach there, doesn't reach far there, it's jumping here, just run. So that is the saying. So somebody who is active short time, no perseverance, just short time, even short time perseverance, short time active, but not continuously. So therefore, the Tibetan exam saying is very slow. So therefore, you see, to bring that advice here, but since it's the example I mentioned, so it's very, 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 very important Dharma practice, even though you do small, but even though you do small practice, not much small practice, but it's so important, it's continuity. And then a few months, you try very hard, then mind collapsed, then no perseverances, then mind collapsed, and then become weak, and then no practice, then stop for a long time, and then maybe some, then you meet somebody or some, then you talk, then you get inspired, or then you try for some days or some weeks, months, so you see, even though you do very small practice, but most important is continuity, so important. Because I mentioned this example, so I thought to mention that together. So your meditation, your practice Dharma, you know. So even if it's very small, but continuity is very most important. So then, Langdur Kepa, who is a learned in the Lang, what is to practice and what is to be abandoned? Lang to what is to be practiced? What is right thing? What is to be practiced? Wrong thing? What is to be abandoned? Oh, who is learning in that? Oh, then this goes the Tabata goes through liberation, ultimate happiness, liberation from oceans of samsara suffering. Oh, blissful self peace. What to ever go there? Able to reach that. Oh, like that. So, yes. Yes. Yes, generally, generally, you know, but practicing that, practicing or not, it's up to you. But learning is very important, learning Dharma. Whether you want to practice or not, it's up to you. But learning, knowing to find out, to search, is so important. So, if you know Dharma, Che, Dharma, the omniscient one teaching Dharma, then you know, you develop wisdom, what is wrong, what is right in the life. Then you come to know. Then you can abandon wrong, practice right. Then you become expert. Then you are able to go to Tabata, Lama Desha said, to liberation, ultimate happiness. Okay? So, Tantakeva Tabata, Nangwe Tabje, Dwarsham. This is the advice in Lama Desha, just finished. Nangwe Tabje, Dwarsham, appearance, by the skillful method of appearance, and then you lead the other transmigrated beings. Dwam is that. Other transmigrated beings. Why it's called other sentient beings? Called why Dwam? So because they're not free from the cause of suffering, delusion and karma. They enter the control of karma and delusion. So because of that, they don't have any freedom at all. So always circling in samsara. So the hell beings, nara beings, hunger ghosts, and the animals, and the asuras, human beings. So always circumvented, always in the suffering realm. Always. So from beginningless rebirth, and then, you see, without meeting Dharma, without knowing Dharma, then endless they suffer, or like this, Dwa. So they're called Dwa, so transmigrated beings. So, Nāvē Tāpje Dwātāṁ. So, liberated those Dwas, transmigrated beings, Dwātāṁ. And you liberated from the oceans of samsara sufferings, and then you see, you bring them in the ultimate happiness, ultimate happiness, the state of omniscient mind. So my view, I didn't see commentary, but my view is that by realizing dependent arising, nāngvā, the secret means of appearance, as we say, by realizing the dependent arising, the subtle dependent arising, the Pasangika's view, the Madhyamaka school, Savatantrika and Pasangika. So the second Pasangika's view, subtle dependent arising. So by realizing that, so Buddha, he realized that, and then he revealed that ultimate wisdom to us sentient beings, and numberless sentient beings already achieved enlightenment, liberated from oceans of samsara suffering, and brought to peerless happiness, full enlightenment. Oh, like that. So now I tell you, Dwarchung. So then, Shara into similar shoes, and Shara into in the spheres of the wisdom, similar shoes means abide in sleep, in the sphere of the wisdom. That means, I think, equipos meditation, I think, in the emptiness. So direct perception, equipos meditation, the emptiness. So talking about the practice. But now here, liberating Buddhism, just a little bit, and not really meditating, but I think it's just children meditating, the child meditating, it's like that play. Now, what we want is happiness. What we do not want is suffering. Okay? That's everybody, even the ants crawling on the... So busy day and night. Night time, I think some ants in Nepal on my table, left a tea over, sweet tea over something. Then daytime many ants come, but night time they go back. Night time, I think maybe they're sleeping. Night time maybe they're good sleeping. So anyway, seems like that. But some ants not. Some ants do that. So even ants were so busy going climb up trees, coming down, anywhere. So busy. So as well as human beings and what I'm saying, look at the insects, same looking for happiness. Do not want suffering, looking for happiness. For that reason, they're moving. They're going around to look for food, everything. So every single fish in the ocean, the small fish, the millions, they're together. Well, I don't know who guides them, but the millions of them, they're looking for food and sometimes they're escaping away from the enemy. You know, millions of them. The small one, I don't know the name. Going like that. At the same time, they're escaping away from the enemy. That's just one example. But even like that. You know, from the airplane, when we are looking at the sea, so blue, and so like peaceful, so peaceful, so kind of so peaceful, kind of happiness, so peaceful, no violence, you know? so blue and so calm. Like that. But you think inside, you go just a little bit inside the water. Wow, you know, this numberless, wow, there are whales and sharks and one is another one that I've forgotten the name, the very fat one comes on. Comes on the rock, comes from the ocean and the rock, they sleep and then they go into the water, then they eat some, I don't know, the bird like, look like a monkey, you know, with the coat. What is it called? Penguin. So it's always a, it's always reminds me of the monkey in the wooden court, and then going like, they eat the penguins or something, I don't know. Now then they're eaten by, I think, whales or the other big animals, and one is not another, eat another. Amazing. So in the water, if you go a little bit in the water, that's, wow, the whole ocean full of numberless sentient beings eaten by chata, wow. Then why you're looking for an other living animal to eat? What are you looking for to eat somebody else, another animal? Then you get eaten by somebody else. Was good. Always trying to scare and try to find food. Wow. We don't have that. Most of us, we don't have that problem. You know. What a pleasant life! What a comfort! Wow! We have wow! What a freedom! Wow! So we should use this. Great opportunity to benefit our sentient beings, living beings, particularly to this world. So the country and all the living beings. So important. So in the light that all want to happiness, don't want to suffering, okay, like that. So anyway, for example, the human being, going by airplane, going by boat, going by car, bicycle, just recently finished the most famous racing. The what, bicycle? In Leeds. And I didn't see. Well, I see in TV, but so everyone in the shop, in the restaurant, in the office, what else? So everything is want happiness, don't want suffering. So including from the tiny insect. You know, you can see by eye, but through machine. It's the same. Motivation. Okay, so for that, success of to get happiness, to get wishes, okay? To succeed your wishes, happiness, okay? So what we should do? So that includes Dharma practice, those who are practicing Dharma, those who don't know Dharma, those believer, non-believer, everything includes in this. Believer, non-believer. Okay? So now, how should we have success, happiness? And especially, the world economy went down. Especially after two towers were blown out in New York, after that. And then I heard that many airplanes packed, you know, the Arizona and also other countries, you know. Many people can't look after their children, become very poor, when they went down, they can't take care of their children. And there are so many people lost their jobs, or other countries. The building was, the big business building, two buildings destroyed America. Especially economy went down in the world. Anyway, so now, success, happiness, believer, non-believer. People are practicing Dharma, people are not practicing Dharma. It's all everyone wants. Okay. So now what I'm going to say, just trying to be interested in hearing Buddhism, reading some texts. So now the solution is, whether you are believer or non-believer, practicing Dharma, meditation or not, since you are looking for happiness, you want to have success. Okay, the way to have success in life, first you need to create the cause. Is it dependent arising? Then the dependent arising. Dependent on the cause conditions. This is not independent. This is dependent arise. The success what you want. So dependent on cause conditions. So therefore we need to create cause and conditions. Okay? So that is so of course the animals, you know, there's no way to help. They cannot understand our language. There's no way to understand our language, you know? The ants and the jumping ones. The jumping animal? Grasshopper. They're small. Doesn't matter. not only reading Omniscient One's teaching, but from also by my experience, that I think I can say. So, first, you fulfill others' wishes. Animal or people, any others, other sentient beings' wishes, you fulfill. Other sentient beings' wishes. So everyday life, whether you are believer or non-believer, whether you are meditating or not meditating, doesn't matter. What you should do if you want happiness, you don't want suffering, what you should do? Why this? So, you must fulfill others' wishes. What is the animal? What is the people? Anybody, see? To serve them. Fulfill their wishes for happiness. Fulfill their wishes for happiness. Keeping that in the mind. Keeping that in the mind. Do that, practice. You know, causing happiness to others. So if you do that, then from by different the cause, result, then you see, result, then happiness comes to you. First you cause happiness to others. Then as a result, then you get happiness. Result, then happiness comes to you. So you think something, for example, you think something, that same day it happens. You think something, you know, without effort, just happens. Your wish is happiness, you know? You think it's happened. That's the same month, same day, even after a few hours, happens. That happens more like that. Without effort. Sometimes surprising. You try to think it's impossible. But because you create the cause. So just happens. It happens. Once you come up, it happens. Yeah, without effort, this happens. So there's a really amazing. It is my own little tiny experience. Telling you this. I do little offering to with the Dhamma Sangha, you know, in the past I did. And then, of course, as a result, I'm able to offer more. You see, not being stingy in the past. Not being miserly, you know. I will lose, I will seek, I will do something with that. In the future I will do what will happen to me, you know. Not everything try to keep you. That's the wrong way. If you want success, first you need to, you cause happiness to others, success. Then from the result, then all your wishes, not only temporary, I'm not talking, even the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, even the ultimate happiness, enlargement, sangye, total illumination of the obscuration and complete realization, the actualization, the complete realization, you see? The sangye happens. Even including that, I'm talking about including that success. Of course, I'm talking that, but I'm not talking that. This is my experience. I'm not talking that. I'm using just a small example. You know, very sorry to tell this, but you know, I start to offer. Mala, you know, pearl mala. And this is a very new one. I didn't explain it before. I got some pearl and I offered the 21 taras. I start over. Then, you know, after I start over, then I get, is it dependent arising? So from that cause, then as I get more and more, then just comes the pearl mala, a real pearl mala, not the looking pearl, but the real mala, real pearl mala, comes more and more. And then I will be able to offer 21 taras in different places, not only my one, but even other centers, able to offer more and more. So like that, I'm talking like that. This, I'm sorry, traditional mindset, but something very small. But I'm just telling, the example say, it's a success. Using that small example for success, then general offering to the Sangha, the offering to the monks, or the, well, Sarah Che, that about 3,000 monks. About 3,000 monks. So happy. How many years have been offering food? 22 years have been offering food to 3,000 monks. So then we offer lunch first. Possible several bits for lunch. Then real lunch. And then dinner. Then breakfast. So 22 years. They offer lunch to a ceremony. Then the ceremony, because before, many monks come from Tibet, but the teachers made food, and share several of them. They never get enough food, and they never get, their stomach doesn't get filled. And so many monks left for Tibet. So there's no continual study. So after the food, and then they were able to stay and continue their study. So now these monasteries, of course I should, if I can, I should offer Sarah Gadden Dewa, altogether 6 monas, Sarah Me, Che, Gadden Shadden, Changden, Losen, Gomang, so like that, 6 monas. But this is the largest monas in Tibet, Lama Tsongkhapa tradition. So the monks start there. So continue able to study the Buddhist philosophy, like ocean, like physical oceans and wide and deep, all like that. So they not just fit, the logical, they saw. Complete the study there, given Geshe, and then we can invite, to the rest of the world to teach Buddha Dharma. So the sentient beings in the rest of the world always get opportunity. So many sentient beings in the world, rest of the world, always get the opportunity to learn and to awaken the mind and to achieve enlightenment, possibility to achieve a state of omniscient mind. If that monastery goes down, if the condition of good goes down, then we can't get teachers. Qualified teachers in the rest of the world, like Geshe Desharing here in London, for helping so in enlightening for so many years and also leads and here and so many years. So many years, all for example like that, also helping the Tibetans, you know, teaching Lamrim and the Tibetans. So, the, so I see, so rest of the world, sentient beings get an opportunity to be awakened and to open the mind, to awaken, to develop wisdom and compassion, and to achieve the state of this mind like that. So if that goes down, then doesn't happen. You know, we don't get. Then there's no opportunity to receive qualified teachers from there. Then the rest of the sentient beings don't get any opportunity to awaken the mind and to receive the state of this mind. So that. So if the FMD, even just FMD, we have 40. How many? 44. 45 teachers, just the FMD. Then they also, even Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, there are other organizations, Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, without continuing Masajja, then just the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, there are others, all like that. So even the FMD, there are 44 teachers, 45 teachers in the world, the educating Dharma and awakening the mind. Okay. So, so sorry. I was using myself, my little tiny bit experience there. So that and that is one example, but many others. What offering that I do normally to my gurus and also they are building monastery, different places, all the comes over there. There are many things, so many other things. So I'm using just my little experience to collect more merit, so that I'm able to benefit more and more to the teaching Buddha, to the sentient beings. Oh, that's so that is kasa. That is the kasa. Just a tiny bit. Logics that if you want you want the success, then no sir. Okay, the karma is definite. If you create the virtue, definitely positive karma, healthy karma, the action, definitely experience happiness, this life and the future. Or non virtue, unhealthy, disturbing karma, action. Then result suffering this life and other lives. All other. Oh, now the second outline is this karma is expandable. Okay, now you help to somebody give food to ant or a person, you fulfill wishes of one sentient being. You know one thing, you help one thing. Oh, that result, you will have happiness, you will have happiness for 500 lifetimes, 500, 1,000 lifetimes, from that one action, helping somebody. What is the insect, what is human being, fulfilling happiness, just one time. Oh, result, you will experience happiness, success, your wishes get 500 lifetimes, 1,000 lifetimes. Oh, depend on that. All like that. So, now you do. So, then, of course, yeah, cherishing even one sentient being, then brings you to enlightenment. Cherishing one sentence brings you to enlightenment. On the Buddhahood, still on your mind. Completion of all the obstacles and realization. Complete all realization. All you cherish one sentence. So I'm not going to go, further the Samila now. So that has killed the mind. That has should keep the mind. If you kill one insect, that has an effect. You will be killed by others 500 lifetimes. And you cheat one sentient being, you will be cheated 1,000 lifetimes. They mentioned the commentary of the Arya Devas. Arya Devas 400 stanza in the commentary of that explained, if you cheat one sentient being, you will be cheated 1,000 lifetimes. So therefore, in the negativity, harm done, life, you get suffering. So it came from your mind, not came from others. So why others give you, why you make others to give you suffering? Because of your mind in the past. So it came from you, and it caused others to get in the grammar. Stop here. So, okay. Then, So if the karma is not created, then result happiness or suffering doesn't happen. If the karma is created, then result of happiness or suffering would be, never get lost. Even billion, zillion, trillion eons, it will experience. Never get lost. So if you can purify negative karma, yes, if you didn't purify, then that's what happens. If you did not destroy the cause of happiness, then this is what happens. So really, success has to come from your mind, up to enlightenment. So the real meditation, real the Dharma practice was to serve others, to serve the cherishing others. Then that best offering to numberless Buddhistabas, numberless Buddhas. If you have one sentence, one insect, one person, that is the best offering to Buddhist, numberless Buddhistabas, numberless Buddhas, your deity. Like that. But this is what cherished most by numberless Buddhistabas, by numberless Buddhas. This sentient being, this even insect, this even mosquito, this one even ant, this even person, the most cherished by numberless Buddhist type of Buddhas. Okay, so thank you so much. That is all. Good night.